Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network.
That is Mark Mike Creed, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Bang.
The flag comes out.
Simple. But they're their own flag. That's flag. Not a country of the continent.
I understand that. Well, no.
Central America.
All right. Did you look at the lyrics?
Yeah.
All right. What's it? What's the song about?
I think it's about like your life. You think you have relationships and they're not real. And then at the end of your life, you got gray hair and it passes you by. And then you don't know who's really going to be there in the end.
That's right.
You think you know, but you don't really know.
Right.
So.
And so it goes back to, and you know, you think you're friends with somebody. I hate the brother. Not the Hulk Hogan brother.
Yeah, brother.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, Randy and Terry and all them would do the brother. Well, they're not saying you're my brother.
Right.
It's just brother.
But the Hanson brothers were brothers.
Well, I understand that.
They're real brothers.
They're real brothers. The Jonas Brothers.
Well, they're all brothers.
They're in town.
Are they?
Yeah.
Wow.
There was Jonas Brothers tickets on vettix.com.
Wow. Did you get them?
No, it was in Atlanta.
Oh.
The kids are going to the one in Tampa,
okay.
You know, tomorrow. But it just, you know, you call family. You know, we talk about these gyms. It's family. Sometimes it is. You know, David Vieira had the gym. I happened to meet him. I don't even remember how I met him. You know, Joe Marquis, I met him through the gym. I mean, we're close, like brothers. I don't think anything could ever break that bond with Joe Marquardt myself. You know, we're worse than you.
No.
That's not possible.
No, it's not possible. I won't let that happen.
Yeah, well, then you need to get worse.
I'm trying. I bring my worst every week.
You know, there was a thing, a situation with Joe and I, and I was severely upset, and it's gone.
Yeah.
It's over. Greg Hendrick and I, we've had an issue or two. It's done, yeah. All right? But then, you know, when somebody blow up because you're late to something or you don't show up for something, well, you were never really close then.
Right. That was just their excuse to, like, end their relationship.
Which is fine.
And walk away.
I love losing friends.
Let them walk away.
I love losing friends.
They weren't friends anyway.
It moves you higher up the list.
They weren't friends anyway.
You know, you're low enough that you need enough people to walk away so that you can kind of get elevated.
Yeah, I want you at the top of my exact card.
Huh? Say that again?
I want you at the top of my pyramid.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, whatever.
In my friend pyramid list.
I don't need it.
Not on my multi-level pyramid list.
I don't need either one.
But I want you to be below me, but like high enough.
Whatever.
Maybe you can get a medical marijuana sponsor, and then you.
I don't
just,
think they're allowed.
Then you can just be high.
I don't think they're allowed.
Really?
Yeah.
In UFC?
No. In sponsorship.
Oh,
not UFC. I don't think they're allowed.
Oh, cannabis can't be sponsors.
I don't think so.
Wow.
Have you seen any advertised?
I thought NASCAR had a. Medical car.
I don't know.
Didn't they?
I don't know. I could be wrong. But I thought that's what, because I was going to run spots for an organization for free.
Huh.
And I believe that, at least that one I was told. It's kind of.
Well, they can't deposit their money, right, in the banking system.
Yeah, that's part of it.
So, because it's not.
Which is stupid.
It's a federal crime or whatever.
The state and county make millions of dollars on taxes. And it's legal. To a certain extent, you know, whether it's for medical or if it's recreational. What is the problem? So if it's legal for medical and it's legal to sell for medical,
right,
or it's legal to sell for recreation, why should it be so difficult to deposit the money that the company is making?
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. I mean, it's just old laws that they have. They need to fix, right?
Oh, there's a lot of old laws. Have you ever Googled that? Like, it's illegal to walk backwards on the left-hand side of the street.
Well, yeah. I mean, if somebody be spit on the sidewalk, right. You can be fined or arrested.
Right.
There's still, I mean, I remember my father does civil engineering.
You remember
engineering.
Your fire?
Well, no, my father is a civil engineer, and I would do research on property deeds and property lines for new developments, and I would pull old land deed records that still have, like, the old bylaws where they won't sell a house to an African-American, and they're still in existence. Like, no one's ever gone back and changed those laws.
Even though... Obviously, it's against the law. Nobody's gone back to change these stupid laws. It's illegal for, you know, a human and a horse. It's illegal to combine a horse and a pig. I mean, what? Some of the stupidest stuff. Common sense. Could we have some common sense?
Yeah, I mean, marijuana and NASCAR, it doesn't look like they allow it.
I think I saw a sign, a billboard in Vegas. But I vaguely remember there was, they're popping up all over Pinellas County, and that there's a couple locations on Central Avenue in St. Pete that doesn't have signage.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because this says, according to the Business Insider, medical use of marijuana is legal in 29 states and recreational use in 9 states. Most of the NASCAR community are outside of that.
Well, but, and again, because of the way the world is, it could be legal in the state, but NASCAR could ban it.
Right.
It, or could, it could be legal in the state in the UFC or MMA or the
county
commission.
Could ban it. Right. I mean, it could be, I mean, it's such a localized thing. So if you have a NASCAR event, it would have to be included in all regulated areas, right? Like every racetrack would have to be, each state would have to be
have
in compliance in order to have a series or a cup.
Yeah, for it to be the title sponsor, like, you know, when it was Marlboro. The Marlboro.
Or Winston Cup.
Winston Cup.
Yeah.
And you had the
they had no problem. They had no problem selling cigarettes and making money, but something actually helps people.
Or even if it doesn't, if it's legal.
Yeah.
You know, whatever it is, if it's legal, it should be legal. And if you're for it or against it, or you like it or you don't like it, alcohol. You know I don't drink, but you do, or he does, or she does. So what? Ridiculous.
Wow. So Denny Hamlin caused a stir when he told Pardon My Take that 70% of drivers take Adderall, which is a banned substance, amphetamine. So he's saying that look, they banned medical marijuana as a sponsor, but all these drivers are on Adderall, which is a banned substance.
So would one of the drivers of the other 30% take Denny out in this next race? Or is it one of the ones that he's now thrown under the bus saying that they're on Adderall? So should we?
That's probably why they fight with their helmets on. They're so messed up. They don't even know what they're doing.
Well, no, that's smart. If they were so messed up, they would take the helmet off. But they're smart.
Yeah, keep the helmet on.
My close friend Michael Pittman didn't think when he punched Sean Taylor. Sean Taylor was still wearing his helmet.
No.
Not smart to punch. Or the quarterback, was it Cousins? That ran into the wall.
Oh.
Head butted the wall. It was a Redskin quarterback that smashed his head in. He was like head butting the wall and like dislocated and broke bones in his neck. Not smart. Think about these things.
Yeah.
It's like riding a bull for 8 seconds. Not smart.
Yeah, but I'm sure the medical marijuana would help on the 8 second ride. It'd calm your nerves.
Well, it wouldn't help on the 8 second ride, but it would calm your nerves on the stupidity that you're about to do getting on a bull for 8 seconds.
I don't think it's stupid. I think it's cool.
It's like, well, there's a little look. It's like Sean Penn from Richmond High, Fast Times at Richmond High. Well, this looks cool, dude. Let me sit on this bull.
If you can set it up where I can ride Dana White's bull. You said he's got a monster that he, like.
He invited the media to get on the bull.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Dude, we got to do it. Come on. If it's Dana White's bull, you know it's legit. You know he bought, like, the black market of bulls.
See, if you would have listened to the show, we've discussed this. He's had a few bulls. And
they didn't
duds.
Like them, right. They're
well,
duds.
It's not that he didn't like them. They just wasn't badass.
They weren't
enough.
Right. This bull would not test, like, you know, would not pass the USADA test.
Well, no, it's not that. It's the original bulls he had were not PBR bulls. You've got to be mean, nasty, got to buck, got to do all that stuff because it defeats the purpose.
Right.
And I think,
but do you think the bull would pass a drug test from USADA?
I don't know.
Hell no. You know, they're juiced up.
Are they juiced?
Oh, yeah. Those bulls get better steroids than all the, you know, UFC fighters. There's a bigger investment in the bulls than there are in the humans.
I'm not touching anything.
For sure.
Want no part of anything. I think there's a UFC this
weekend. McGregor, he's in the USADA pool now.
Yeah. Dana said that he'd be in there by Monday of this week. There's a UFC this week.
Is it really?
Yeah, I think the UFC forgot to tell me or forgot to send me interviews.
What?
Or yeah,
we just saw you. You were just there.
And then how about the big pay per view in Abu Dhabi?
You can't even say out of sight, out of mind. You're just there.
New main event for the title. Did you see that?
Oliveira's out.
Oliveira's out.
Why?
I don't know.
I saw Dana argue about his camp can't keep their mouth shut, and they leaked information. So something was supposed to be kept quiet and.
Like an
Oliveira.
Injury? Like
maybe. Yeah.
Like you're supposed to fight?
Well, he was talking about, I heard speculation that it was a lay down fight that he was, they were setting him up, that it was in Abu Dhabi, that they wanted to give him the advantage away, that they didn't want Oliveira to win. They don't want him to keep the belt.
Well, he doesn't have the belt. So
they don't want him to get the belt back. Like, it's a grudge against Oliveira. They don't want him to be the champion. So
that's interesting. Yeah. And where did you hear that?
I don't know.
Or are you making things up as you go?
So I dreamed about it. No.
So that means it's right?
No, I saw it somewhere on Facebook or some social media. I don't watch TV, so it had to come from my phone.
So do you know who the main event is now?
No.
It's Islam, who is your champion. And now that Oliveira is out, take a guess. It's Volkanovski.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Oh, that's a big fight.
It's huge.
It's a massive fight. Where did you find that information?
It came out a while ago.
It's UFC 294.
It is.
But you're forgetting one. October 14th is the next fight, the fight night.
Yeah, I know that.
Oh, okay. You skipped ahead.
Right.
Oh, okay.
I just...
Because the fight night is Edson Barbosa versus right. Yusuf.
I know. We saw it numerous times there. Yeah. I just said about the pay-per-view.
Gotcha.
And that we have a new main event.
Yeah, so, okay.
Oliveira's out.
So, yeah, Islam versus Volkanovski, Paul Acosta versus Kazimat.
Something's coming up about Costa, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that there was overweight. Rumors.
Well, he's talking about being too big. Won't that, make weight.
That the co-main is intriguing.
Yeah, it's a big fight. And you got Johnny Walker fighting.
I don't
light
care.
Heavy.
I don't care who Johnny Walker's fighting. It's intriguing.
Yeah.
You know, Johnny Walker's the only fighter I know that can win the fight and hurt himself.
It's true. It's always entertainment.
But you're welcome to say any of those other names.
Oh, man. Yeah, I don't know.
But you're right. This weekend, Yusuf versus Edson Barbosa. Edson's been there a long time, or at least it feels like he's been there a long time.
Sure. I saw something yesterday. As I talked about Rob Gronkowski and Kelsey are the same age, or close to the same age. So Gronk is already retired and, you know, washed up, and Kelsey's in his prime.
Well, I don't know about washed up, but I mean, Gronkowski could still play if he wanted to.
I don't.
Oh, of course he could. I think he would still be.
I mean, we would put it on
he's
our
still,
defense, which is.
Who's our. Your defense?
My defense.
Shut up.
But you know what? I have.
For a human, you're pretty stupid.
I have the extreme monkey.
You are a monkey.
Gronk push sled. So I have the same fitness training tools that Gronk used to, you know, to get him shape. And I'll be bringing him to the football field tomorrow after practice.
You know, every time I fire you and you refuse to leave, makes you riding the bull more intriguing.
I'm ready for the bull.
Because you ride the bull and then you're gone.
I'm not afraid of the bull.
You'll be in a body cast.
No way. That bull, I'll kill that bull. Like throw two uppercuts. We'll be in bull for months, but I'm going to go vegan.
What's the difference between cocky and confidence?
No,
because I don't think you have confidence.
No, I have none.
You have none. You're just cocky.
Just cocky.
Right.
Well, nobody's better checked me. Like, I just run unchecked, right? And then, like, when I give people opportunity to check me, they don't show up.
Okay.
So here we are. But, hey, if they bring the draft back, I'm going to war.
No, you're not. You're too old.
No, not if they drop the regulations.
Oh, yeah.
I'm in better shape than these 19, 20-year-old kids that are playing video games every day.
A, that may be true, but what's sad is you may be more intelligent than them, too.
I am.
And that's scary.
Yeah.
Because you are dumb.
No way.
You are dumb as rock.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, you are.
Drive the tank.
This is Knockout Radio, talking gibberish with the moron. Brought to you by 8 Man Strong, Daft's Fucked Up Energy Drink. And by himself.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey guys, I'm Chase Elliott, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Ready to take charge of your day? Bucked Up Energy Drinks are taking over the energy drink market. Find them at Walmart, Publix, GNC, and Vitamin Shoppe. Real energy and real focus. Get bucked up!
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
BioAccelerator is recognized as a global leader in cell therapy and regenerative medicine for sports and orthopedic injuries, spine and disc conditions, and chronic pain. The company has treated thousands of patients, including many UFC champions, former and current NFL players, and many everyday people like you and I.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Taylor, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
The Detroit Lions.
Yeah.
Come to town on Sunday.
Big flex. Big. The song's a flex.
Yeah, I figured I'd wait till the flex was over.
Studio's like, I'm not going to let you talk.
Exactly. Big game. When was the last time the Detroit Lions played anywhere and it was a big game? Now,
I don't know.
Detroit was picked to be well this year.
Yeah.
They were picked to be a good team.
Right.
And I think a lot of naysayers were like, yeah, let's wait and see. Let's wait and see. I think this is a big game.
For sure.
A, it's the creamsicle game. I don't know odds. Yeah. I don't care the odds.
And they almost beat, they should have beat Seattle, but it went to overtime. They lost, so they should be undefeated. I mean, the Lions.
And
should
Seattle's
have.
Not that very good.
They're not.
I mean, they're all right.
So
they're not the Philadelphia Eagles.
Game.
No, it's huge. Big TV game. It'll be the game of the week. Creamsicle.
Yeah.
All the Bucks are here. Warren Sapp's in town. I spoke to him yesterday talking about going fishing, but Captain Kelly said weather's going to be bad this week.
I think it's coming in tonight, a big storm.
So Friday, Saturday, you know, we were looking at maybe going fishing.
If we need to evacuate and get out of harm's
Kelly's
way.
House.
Well, no, we could go south to Tito's Cantina.
Yeah.
Have you talked to him? Are we allowed to go down and hang out?
Oh, yeah.
Check it out?
Oh, absolutely. I've talked to him numerous times. He was going to have a grand opening. He's pushed it back. You know, I can't keep inviting celebrities and not knowing, you know, that it's confirmed.
Yeah.
You know, so people made plans. But Tito's trying to get everything in order. And, you know, as you know, running a restaurant, there's issues.
Yeah. Sure.
Help issues, talent issues.
Lord knows I know that.
But Tito's jumped into the community down there in Cape Coral.
Yeah.
He's done some charity stuff for the hurricane victims and some others. So I did get, and I don't know if anybody is interested in helping, and I'm not taking sides, whatever, but a former co-host producer of mine said that they're sending shipments to Israel of those extended battery packs, power battery things.
Okay.
So if anybody has some that they'd like to donate, I'm going to ask if we can leave a box.
Sure.
I've got some from the CES, so, you know, I'm going to donate some. And whoever, I don't care who they go to, you know, either side that needs them, don't send them to Hamas. But everybody else, anybody that needs them, I'm giving them to these people. They're sending them.
Right.
That's all I know. So
okay.
The advantages of the CES, I was going to say it's a shame the war started now and not in February because I'd have a bunch more to donate.
The timing's everything, right?
Timing is everything.
But it's crazy, though. I mean, it's dominating our news lines, or, you know, CNN, everything.
How can it not? Well, there's protests in New York. There was
the protests here. There was a fight in Temple Terrace between, you know, Jewish and Islamic, and I don't know, whoever else joined the fight. But, I mean, this is a big deal. This is a global issue.
This is three.
It is.
This could become three. You know, the battleships are headed over there. You said the Enterprise is going. I know they sent a second aircraft carrier.
We don't play games. Like, once those go off, it's over.
Yeah, but are we playing games? You know, are we? I mean, the ships are there. Are the ships going to get involved?
I would hope so.
And if the ships get involved, then the other side's going to get involved.
If not, why are you there? Just a scare tactic?
Yeah.
I mean, if you learned anything in high school, you don't pull out a gun unless you plan on using it.
No, I understand.
You start waving around, you're going to get shot, right? So if you leave your battleship in the ocean and it gets targeted and hit, then you have to defend.
Well, right. I think that's different. You know, so, and they said that. They said if you send them, we are going to get involved.
So that's
with you.
Right. So sign me up, coach. Put me in.
You ain't going.
I'm going. You give me a license to kill? All the stuff I've been doing on the sly, underground?
Yeah.
My reputation. I got to move around every 6 years.
Have you watched the, I don't know what the show was called. It's one of those combat shows, and it's celebrities.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what it's called? I can't remember.
Yeah, I can't remember.
So you are watching
What's the one with Dwight Howard did it, right?
Well, he did it the first season.
And the Pudge. Right.
And you know what? Of all of the celebrities that went on this, and this is into the season two, they had four or five quit week two.
Okay. Well, what was the catcher for the Mets? What was that guy's name?
Piazza.
I thought he would have been such a more badass.
Me too.
He was so soft.
Yep.
It was like crazy to see.
And I was so impressed with Dwight Howard.
Yeah.
You know, everybody knows about Dwight Howard and that he's selfish and that he's centered. And you kind of understand it after you watch that show and how he went through and builds up and, you know, because they were ripping him because he was laughing. And as we all know, sometimes when you laugh like that, it's kind of a protection.
Sure.
You know, so I was impressed with Dwight Howard.
Me too.
I was talking to my wife about it. The problem with this show, and people want to watch the celebrities, but the celebrities, they're trying to find themselves. They're trying to, and when the tough get going, the going get tough. Some of these people are not tough.
Right.
You know, Chrissy, you know, quit yesterday. Now, I get it. You know, her parents just went to, and she made it a point to say it 412 times in federal prison, you know, and that she now has custody of the 17 and the, then you shouldn't have gone.
Right.
Anybody who thinks you can leave for X amount of period of time and not think about your responsibilities at home are as stupid as you looked on
TV.
What
would be the hardest part for you? Like, of all those challenges, like rappelling off of a water tower, jumping off a plane or a chopper.
I don't know if I could have done what they did yesterday, where they went up to a tower and they fell backwards.
Yeah.
And this was at night. I don't know if the night had anything to do with it. I don't think the night scared me any more than the other. Falling backwards.
You got to trust the rope.
Well, there is no rope. You're falling into the water.
Oh, okay.
So you're literally X amount of high and you're falling back and you have to go into the water perfectly or you fail. You know, the thing that I said last night is, you don't get kicked off if you fail. So failing is an option. You know where they say failing is not an option. In this case, failing is an option. It's just having the heart, the desire, the blah, 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 blah. And I think that if you had everyday people who needed this money and failing is an option, I don't know if they would quit as quickly as
the celebrities do.
Celebrities.
Yeah, because they don't need it.
They don't need it.
Right. And their ego is involved. If they look bad or they like, feel so stupid, they're like, going home. Like,
you know, Dwight Howard has felt stupid.
Right.
You know, so Robert Ore was on it. I think he's already quit. He's
Big
already
shot
dead.
Rob.
Yeah. So a lot of these, they're celebrities and they don't care.
Right.
They're not there for the money. So even if you made it money, how much money could you possibly give these people? You know, the one that Ray Lewis was in was different. You know, they were not, there were some tough things, but they were raising money for their charity. That's different.
Sure.
You know, some of these, you know, Tara Reid, whoever that is, was sneaking cigarettes in and got caught day one. You know, and then she already bailed. And, well, I think it was last night was week three. I missed two because I was representing Knockout Radio in Las Vegas. So I think I'd like to see it, even though it's interesting to watch celebrities. But, and yes, they're celebrities. But are they celebrities? You know, Osborne's there.
They're just people who played a position on a team that was.
I kind of liked whatever Osborne. What's the male's Osborne's name?
Michael.
Hey, Rocker.
Ozzy.
What's Ozzy's son's name?
Michael.
Jack. So Jack has failed in many of these exercises.
Mm-hmm.
So what they do, as you've seen, you know, they put the fake bag on, and they bring in, he has MS. You know, so like he couldn't do the push-ups.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he has MS.
Right.
So I don't know if the instructors knew that, but when he said it, he's hard on himself that he caused the entire group to have to do.
I'd like to see David Goggins do it.
Who's that?
He's like this Navy SEAL knucklehead who has all these motivational videos about, you know, yell rah-rah and encourage people like not give up. And you know, he's a lot of people buy into the hype. He's just a knucklehead.
Okay, but if he's was a SEAL,
he was.
He would be able to do all this stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's stuff that they've done, and that's what the instructors are saying. But some of it's common sense. So the thing that they did also in yesterday's episode, so they bring you and they tell you that you are in charge of the asset. Okay, the asset is in the second car.
Okay.
So they're driving to, like, the country line to leave. And all of a sudden, bombs go off, whatever. Their car stops. So you're driving the car in front. What do? Well, like, whatever her name is, Chrissy, whatever, hauls ass for the state, for the county line.
Left the other team behind.
Right. Left the asset behind.
Right.
You know, so a couple of them were instant. I mean, it's common sense.
Right.
And A, it's fake. So you know you're not going to get killed.
Yeah.
Okay?
Right.
So if you know you're not going to get killed and the asset is there and you know that that's the whole gimmick.
Game, right.
Why would you haul ass to the county line? Because you're not thinking.
Right.
Common sense. A couple got out, booked out, went and got them and ran them back
to
the car.
They're probably on Adderall like the NASCAR guys. Well, according to Dylan Hamlin, they're all on Adderall.
They're all on something.
But I could probably be a Navy SEAL.
Oh, my God.
Do you have to take a test to do that?
Let me say this as nicely as...
Just tell me, do you take a test? How do you become a Navy SEAL?
It's more than a test. You could not go through it.
You don't know that.
I do know it.
You don't know that.
All right. If you piss me off
enough... I could go through the BUDS training in San Diego.
If you piss me off enough, I will make a call.
Get me on to the BUDS training. I'll go through the Navy SEAL program.
The program. No, I won't.
Because when I come out, I want to be a SEAL. I want to be a certified SEAL.
Well, first of all, you're not in the military.
I will be with this war. They drafted me. Number one draft pick right here. I'm Michael Clayton.
You're such an ass.
What? You wouldn't draft me into your war?
No.
Are you crazy? Who'd you pick over me?
Many people.
Who? Name one.
Randy Couture.
He's way older than me.
Yeah, he is.
And there's no cage for him just to dirty box you. Like, you're not winning that war.
I don't know. In the Expendables, he uses his guns.
All he does is push people up against the cage and dirty box them. Like, he's not winning a war in anywhere.
This could be the worst show ever, and you could be the worst co-host I've ever had.
Just tell me who you would put on, if we're drafting for the war, and you got to pick a team.
Tim Kennedy.
Who's that?
Former MMA fighter Tim Kennedy.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, well, Google it. During this break, Google Tim Kennedy. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by BioAccelerator, 8-Man Strong, Staff Zone, and Buck.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
There's a disco inferno with Randy Harris, and I'm here to burn this mother down.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Tour de Pizza is back as Tournament Day Pizza, located at 170 47th Avenue Northeast in St. Petersburg. Located inside the Racquet Club of St. Pete, we've proudly been serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the last 15 years and running. Tour de Pizza, full menu, full liquor bar, same great pizza. Tour de Pizza, visit us online at tourdepizza.com. Now remember, a slice a day keeps the doctor away. Tour de Pizza, it's where winners eat.
Ready to take charge of your day? Bucked Up energy drinks are taking over the energy drink market. Find them at Walmart, Publix, GNC, and Vitamin Shop. Real energy and real focus. Get bucked up.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring. Staff Zone is.
As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Yo, Monkey Boy. Yo, what's up? This is DDP, Diamond Dallas Page, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris. Diamond Dallas Page is going to make you feel the bang.
I reached under the front seat and said, now here's something special.
I have the best or worst team in the history of teams.
You got it. I guess if you're going drafting, Tim Kennedy is a good choice.
Yeah, you think?
He was a real-life soldier.
Yeah.
And he's a fighter. I mean, that's good for hand-to-hand stuff. I mean, you want a guy that knows how to fight.
Well, all I need to do is push a button for a nuke. You know, what do I need to
Wow, you can't bring nukes to this fight.
Why not?
It's like bringing a gun to a knife fight.
Right. You want the nukes. I remember back when I was on my ship that all they kept telling you that if you ever got, you know, caught or you ever got, you know, whatever... I can neither confirm nor deny the use of nuclear weapons aboard the USS Blank.
Like, oh, was he a Green Beret?
If you're looking at his Wikipedia, I'm going to say he was high up the food chain.
Well, that's a good choice.
Thank you.
Who would you draft second in your war to games?
I would take Lone Survivor.
The Kyle, what was that guy?
I don't remember his name. I've got his book, but
yeah.
I'll take him. He was the lone survivor.
Was that the Black Hawk Apache went down or something? I don't know the story.
As well, you should.
Black Hawk down or whatever.
Well, what was the one where? Who's the actor? But he also plays the piano.
Oh, Gomer Pyle.
He was good. He was a Marine.
Jim Nabors.
Yeah, Jim Nabors. Yeah. You go all golly.
Welcome back to Indiana.
You know, I would take a Radar. Would you bring Radar in
from MASH? Yeah. We need intelligence.
Klinger?
We need communications.
Klinger was way ahead of his time. Cross-dresser and stuff back then. You know, it was rare back then. He'd fit in really well. What's the pizza powder that's on your neck?
That's Coke. Yeah, Taylor Swift came by earlier.
I don't know what that means.
I don't either.
Okay. So I'm taking Tim Kennedy first. I'm sure there's other badasses. Oh, I know who I would take. I'm not even sure I'm allowed to give his real name.
Really?
Yeah.
Kind of alias?
This dude was there. I'm taking this dude. I believe he goes by the Hammer. Or there was a guy that used to work for my brother who had a tattoo on his finger that said, send it.
Okay.
Send it.
Send it.
Yeah, he was a sniper.
Okay.
Send it. Yeah. On his trigger finger. For sure. And a tattoo said, send it. Yeah. I'm bringing that dude, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good squad.
There's plenty of... Come on. I mean, I'd take any SEAL. I'd take any Green Beret.
Yeah.
I don't want any Coast Guard.
Nah.
They're not going to be very helpful.
The beaches aren't really popular right now. Nobody's laying out just watching bombs overhead.
I don't need them, but I think they're going to be used here shortly.
But do you think if they brought the draft back, could I enlist? Could I, sign up and go?
I don't think so. I think you're too old.
Damn it.
I think they take your daughters before they take you.
My youngest is a badass.
Well, I understand. But 6 and 8, you know, they'd fit right in.
11 and 9, they're getting old.
I'm pretty close. Wow.
You're right? That was crazy. Wow, Blink, and they're like,
wow.
Right?
Yep. No. My daughter gets married next year. She's 30.
Yeah.
She was just 12.
Right. Blinking is over.
You know, we talked last week with Joe Pfeiffer. You know, that he said he was just in high school. I said, yeah, I know. So was I. And my reunion is in 2 weeks.
Well,
do you want to go for me?
No.
I'm not going.
You got to go.
Zero.
Come on.
No, zero.
What else do you have to look forward to in your life?
I'd rather eat at this restaurant than go to a high school reunion.
Just go.
They're
going to host it here probably.
They probably. They were just. Some of them
just
were just here.
The Northeast.
Some of them were just here. I wouldn't come if it was here.
That's not nice.
I'm just saying.
Just go.
No. Zero interest.
You might see one person to connect with.
You're right. I could.
Right.
I've had some bad experiences at reunions.
Like what?
Is it break time?
No. The story time. Well, Uncle Randy.
Well, you all done with your stories? True story, and then we're going to hit a break.
All right.
True story. So the reunion was at FERC's.
Okay.
And I wasn't forced, because I can't be forced, but I don't want to go.
Okay.
I've never wanted to go. I ran across somebody, I don't even know who it was, at the Sun Dome. Shows you how long ago that was. And I said, hey, you're going to the reunion? He goes, let me be honest with you. If I wanted to stay in touch with these people, I would have.
Makes sense.
It makes sense.
Sure.
You know, there's some people that, like, I would like to see at wherever, but I don't need to go to a reunion to do it.
Okay.
You know, a guy that I played Little League Baseball with, we were 12 together. We run across each other, you know, on Facebook. And one of the coolest things I did for my dad, and he was one of the guys that were nice enough to come see my dad before he died. We didn't know he was going to die. You know, it was right down the street at Hooters.
Mm-hmm.
And about six or eight of his Little League players that were 12 last time my dad saw him. You know, they're grown adults. They're 50s, they're 60s.
Right.
So I've stayed in touch with a few.
Mm-hmm.
I have zero interest. So I go to this one, and girl comes over and starts talking to me. And I'm trying to, like, look at her name tag. You know how you, like, look at the
remember
name tag?
Remember who it is?
Right, but it's on their breast. You know, so you really don't want to be caught looking at their breast, but I got to find out what this girl's name is.
Yeah.
No idea. Zero. Now, again, we're talking many years ago, okay? So they go to get the yearbook, and they open the yearbook to the page, and she's like, can you find me?
Oh, God.
And I wanted to say, I don't know who you are.
I don't know who you are today. How am I going to know who you were then?
Right. Exactly. I don't know who you are. Right. How am I supposed to find you in this book? And she's like, blah, 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 and she points to it, and she goes, you know what she said?
Hmm.
What do you think she said?
We dated for 6 months.
That's what she said. That's what she said. Yeah. And I believe she said 6 months.
Wow.
Yeah. And she goes, now do you know? And I'm like, zero. I think she was lying.
No.
She had to be
girls
lying.
Girls don't. They remember stuff like that.
I couldn't have told you anything.
She'd be like, lift up the name tag. Let me take a look. Maybe I'll remember.
Nope. Zero.
Should we change that? Since we're in a cancel culture, should we change the location of,
yeah, I think
of
so.
The name tag? Because if you go to Publix,
it's uncomfortable. I had a meeting, and I'm going to kick your butt for it, by the way.
Why?
Because it's your fault. I had this meeting at Hooters just now.
Yeah.
Just before the show.
Right.
And the girl came over, and she said her name, and I wanted to look at her name tag, but it's right there.
Yeah.
It's uncomfortable.
So, yeah, we should change the location.
We should. Where? Where would you move it to? The forehead?
To the neck. Like right in the lower part, below the Adam's apple, so we can verify if it's a man or a woman right away.
Very good.
And then is
it
neutral?
I think you should circle it. You should have a Sharpie, and you have to circle the location where it is or it should be. I'm okay with that.
All right.
Now, for the females, you don't have to do anything. Is that all right, or would that call us out?
Yeah.
So if it's a female, you still have to put the circle, and you'd see that it's not there?
Yeah, you want to make sure.
But then they can shave it down. Shave the Adam's apple down.
Oh, is that a thing?
Yeah.
Wow. They did it in Columbia?
I don't know.
Is that why you and Steve went?
I may go back to Columbia.
Let's go.
The bioaccelerator.
I need some stem cells.
Where? What?
Everywhere. So I can go back in time. I can re-enlist in the army. So I go fight.
So in other words, you are not the top athlete that you think you are.
I got a bad shoulder. So my hand-to-hand combat skills are a little weakened right now. But I can still ascend it.
You bore the out of me. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong. Staff Zone, you're down. You're already off. Bioaccelerator. I forgot who I forgot. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Hall of Famer Deacon Jones, and we're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, If you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Keenan McCardell, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
We're back.
Knockout Radio!
With the number one draft pick.
I'm taking Warren Sapp.
No. Can't take Sapp. Tomorrow.
That's all right. We're going to run down the NFL schedule.
NFL tomorrow night. Broncos, Chiefs.
You should flex games off. You know how they flexed the Detroit-Tampa game?
It's a waste of a Thursday night schedule.
No, I just don't have to watch it now.
Yeah, because you know the Broncos have no chance.
They have less than no chance.
Ravens versus Titans on Sunday, 9:30 a.m. Were they overseas?
Why is it 9:30?
So 9:30 a.m.
Does it say where the game is?
I'll expand it. Hold on.
I didn't think they were over there.
Come on, Google. Oh, man. I don't know what the where it is.
Can you turn your volume or whatever? Why are you trying to sell? I know. Matt's a moron. He's trying to sell car insurance.
Yeah, that's what I do.
All right, Baltimore who?
Baltimore
Tennessee?
Titans.
What's their records?
I don't know. Don't tell me. I just got the schedule. I don't have records.
You need records. I don't know. I'll pick whoever you don't. How's that?
All right.
Who are you taking?
I don't care. They're both the same to me.
Okay.
Panthers, Dolphins.
We'll go with a tie. Again, this is a game that should be postponed. This game should be canceled like all the teams that are running from you guys.
Yeah.
Come on.
Dolphins are just running it up.
Yeah. Maybe they'll get the record this time.
Saints, Texans.
God. It's
a wash.
Yeah. I'm gonna take the Texans only because it'll be better for the Bucs.
Commanders, Falcons.
The Redskins, Falcons. I'm going to take the Redskins.
Colts, Jaguars.
You're not going to make predictions. You're just reading?
I mean, I'm reading for you because I don't care. I'm not watching it.
I don't either.
Colts, Jaguars.
God, the Jaguars, you never know what team that is. They were supposed to win the AFC.
Yeah.
They were supposed to be the pick.
They're playing us Friday night.
Yeah.
So they might be tired on Sunday.
No, I doubt it.
We're going to put it on them.
Yeah, okay, whatever.
Defense is stacked.
Yeah, whatever.
Your little long-haired pony friend is going to get an INT.
Yeah, I'll take Jacksonville.
Seahawks, Bengals.
Oh, wait till I tell you my blunder.
What's your blunder?
You want to finish that or you want the blunder?
No, go blunder.
All right, so I get a phone call from a relative. Hey, do you have any money on you? We're in Las Vegas. Sure. All right, put X down on the money line on Georgia, LSU, Ole Miss, and Florida.
Okay.
He goes, I'd want to add Alabama, but I'm a little scared. All right. So I go to the, we're at Menopause the Musical. I go to the, whatever it's called.
Sports book.
I said, all right, I have no idea what this means, but I'm betting the money line. Georgia, LSU, Ole Miss, Florida. Okay. I'm doing the money line. Okay. I have no idea what that means. This is what I said to him. Okay. Blah, blah. Georgia, LSU. He does the four. He gives me the ticket. I knew better. I know better. You're always supposed to read. But, you know, I've made three bets at a window.
Okay.
And all three were wrong.
Okay.
Every time something was wrong.
Like Powerball.
Yeah. Which that'll be wrong when I go straight there. So later that night, the next morning, family member calls. He goes, I'm just curious. What's the payoff? Whip it out. I look at it. $1,250-some. He goes, no, something's wrong. They didn't do the money line.
Oh.
They did the points. Okay, I would have known if I would have looked, but I didn't. It's my fault.
Okay.
So I'm going to eat the money.
Right.
Even though if it would have hit, my family member would have taken the money. But here's the worst part of the whole day. The first game goes off. I don't remember. We'll say it was LSU. I don't remember. I think it was. LSU covers. They were losing. So I believe, I could be wrong. I believe money line means they just have to win. Okay. It's less odds, you win less money. LSU covers.
Right.
Now Florida's playing. Florida's losing. They're winning. They're losing. Florida covers.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a couple people called and said you should hedge the bet, which means you bet the other side.
Right.
So, like, whatever, Georgia was the third team. So you would bet whoever was playing Georgia.
Right, sure.
That way you're going to make something. Well, I wasn't at the casino anymore. I can't do that. Guess who covered?
Georgia.
Georgia.
Yeah, they beat UK. They beat Kentucky. Like, no destroyed them.
So they've won. They've now covered.
Right.
So not only would we have won the money line,
right,
we're now covering on the straight out odds.
Uh-huh.
Ole Miss. All we need is Ole Miss.
Yeah.
Ole Miss won the game, which meant, I believe, they covered, they won the money line.
Right.
But didn't cover the points.
Oh. Okay. So what was the payoff going to be?
I don't know. I don't know what it would have been. I don't think it would have been much.
Did you win anything for it?
I had to pay the person's bet.
Because you didn't bet the right thing?
Because I screwed up. Like I said, I'm sure the person would have said if they won, hey, where's my $1,500?
Right.
So, yeah, so I have to eat the money.
Mm.
I learned a very, very valuable lesson.
Yeah.
Don't bet.
You got to pay attention to what you bet.
Again, it's kind of like when I deal with you. I say something to you. I expect I should know better. I always tell you I want an Iron Man, and you make something of just stuff that's in the back kitchen.
You don't get the order here. You get what we give you.
That's what I'm saying.
This is like I'm the pizza Nazi. Okay?
I don't know if Nazi's the right word.
Well, it's the right
time. Have you ever gone to the soup Nazi?
In New York?
Yeah.
No.
I have.
It's a real guy?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
It's a real place.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah, it was outside of Letterman's studio, and all of that is true.
And the real guy is the actor on the TV?
I believe so.
What?
I believe the actor.
How am I just now knowing this?
He's an actor. Of course it's not the same guy.
Oh, okay.
But there was a guy, but it's just like the cheesesteak Nazi, which is, you know, one of those, Pat's or Gino's. Right. If you go up and order the wrong thing,
yeah,
get out.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I'd kick people out before they even get here.
You kick them out when they complain the pizza they ordered wasn't made for what they ordered.
The guy dropped on the floor earlier, and I was like, 5-second rule.
I've seen that happen.
Yeah. He's probably got E. coli now.
I don't even know what time it is. Are we done this mess?
No, we're having a good time.
Finish the NFL.
Oh, it's such a boring game. Like, do you even watch it anymore?
I watch some.
Seriously?
Yeah.
No, you don't.
I do watch some. I don't watch a lot.
Tomorrow morning, 9:30, training Julian Lane back in the BKFC. Coming to Orlando. Olympia weekend.
I think I'm busy.
Do you want to broadcast live from the Olympia this year?
It's not in the middle of the week, though.
It's Thursday through Sunday.
Well, we're on the air on Wednesday.
Oh, yeah.
We could do something. I've done it before.
Viking the Bears?
I'm going to be busy that Saturday, though, or Friday, or whenever BKFC is.
Viking the Bears?
Oh, Bears. Bears. Vikings just lost Jefferson. They're screwed.
49ers, Browns.
Come on. 49ers, that could be your day. Super Bowl champ. I can't wait for the NFC Championship game of the 49ers and Eagles.
Patriots, Raiders.
Wow. Two bad teams. Raiders.
Lions, Bucks.
Bill Belichick walks away.
425 flex game. Bucks, Lions.
I'm going to take the Detroit football line.
Do you have extra tickets?
No. You have a buddy who's front row. He sits on the bench with Mike Evans.
It's not for me. I was going to sell him to somebody else. I got to make money, Randy.
Oh, my God.
I'm not going to make it selling pizza.
That is so much you.
Cardinals, Rams?
Rams.
That's our name of our school, SFA Rams. Dominant. We beat the real Rams. Plus McVay, isn't he like the little guy? The
Why don't you wear the school hat instead of the hat you're wearing?
I don't have one yet. I don't have a uniform.
Well, that's good.
So, but I don't really comply. I'm not good at following instructions. Yeah. That's why I work for myself.
Or directions.
Oh, yeah, I don't listen to those either. Eagles, Jets.
Eagles are the best football team in the NFC Central.
Giants.
East.
Giants, Bills.
Giants, Bills. Bills. Giants are awful.
Cowboys, Chargers.
Cowboys stink. I'll take the Cowboys.
That's it. So,
what's the Sunday night game?
That is.
That's the Sunday night game?
Yeah.
So, what's the Monday night game? You're an awful reader.
I don't know. Doesn't say Monday. Oh, no. Cowboys Chargers is Monday night.
All right. So, what's the Sunday game? Even the producer looked like, can we fire this guy?
I don't watch football. Giants Bills is a Sunday night game. 8:20.
That's even worse.
Well, like, all these games are blowouts this week. This is not even a good schedule. Like, Who's watching football this week?
The Tampa game should be
good.
That's
the best game of the
I think it is.
I think that's the best.
I truly think matchup. It is. And I think this is, I mean, Tampa is a decent team. They're not great. They're not as bad, I think, as most thought. But let's see what happens. Like I said, it was a win, that Eagles game, because the Eagles shoulda, coulda, woulda. And they did win, but they didn't dominate. They didn't put 73 or whatever Miami put up. So I think this is another big test.
So if you go to the four-letter network, they will give you the money lines on all the games. So for your first game, your Bronco versus Chiefs, your money line, the Denver Broncos plus 430, Kansas City minus 600.
All right, so that means you bet 600 to win 100.
Mm-hmm. Total 47, open 47.5. FBI favorite, Chiefs by 14.1, 85% to win outright.
But the money line, I thought the points had nothing to do with it. Can we get like a gambler on here?
Yeah,
can we
I don't know enough about it. I bet you $20 that it's played in Arrowhead Stadium.
Are we doing the money line or the points?
It's more geography.
There's a great barbecue restaurant right around the corner from there.
Is it?
Yeah. Not close enough to walk. But yeah, I did my
You could walk. I mean, you walked from the airport in Vegas.
To the stratosphere.
Would you ever do a cross-country walk for, like, charity? For, like, veterans?
Cross-country?
Like, yeah, from, like, here to, like, New York. There was a on my bike ride to New York, I came across these two guys that looked like your people. Like, you know, Jesus. They had sandals and, like, long hair. And they were walking. And it was 110 degrees. And so we pull in the gas station. I buy them Gatorade. I buy them some food. Felt real good about it. Kept riding. I got to my next destination hotel.
And they were there.
Well, they were in the lobby in the next morning when I was walking out. I'm like, hey, what's up, guys? You made it. Like, that's great. That was a long distance. And then I looked out in the parking lot, and I see a million-dollar RV wrapped. And it was Souls for Soul. It was a charity that people hike and walk to, like, raise money for kids with no shoes.
I've had them on the show before.
So those guys were walking. I thought they were walking from Key West to Maine, which is true. But whenever they just got tired or it was too hot, they just called the bus and they would pick them up and take them to the next hotel. And I'm like, dude. And I bought their lunch.
You got scammed.
I didn't get a refund or nothing.
Steve, put sandals on. You'll get free food.
Yeah, Steve.
All right.
But yeah, would you ever do anything like that? Like a cross country? Because that one was from Key West to Maine. You could go from New York to L.A.
I'll go from the Walmart on U.S. 19 in St. Pete to Kerr's Wing House.
Why?
It's about a block and a half.
What would you do? Seriously?
I'm not walking. No, I don't.
Would you ever hike like a Death Valley? Or would you ever go on like an adventure?
It's ironic you say that because I'm not going to hike Death Valley, but I'm going to Death Valley.
When?
In December.
For what?
We're going out for the UFC.
I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm available.
You'll be here.
I have a truck that says Mojave on it. That's where we got to go.
Jimmy's out of the country. Let's go.
All right. I'm driving.
Driving what? We're walking.
We're driving the Jeep to Mojave, and then we'll walk.
Steve's upset. Steve don't want you going.
Why? All right, I'll tell you. So all right, here's the deal, Steve. The three of us are going to go to Death Valley.
We are.
Go to the desert.
Well, Steve and I are going.
Okay. Randy,
only two are going to come out.
Randy's going to bring water, so in case we get thirsty, he can drink it. All right, we can share. I'll bring food. I'll pack it back.
This is going to be so stupid. I can.
You bring a car door. In case it gets hot, we can roll it down. Get some fresh air.
You're an idiot. So, no, we are going to Death Valley December 15th, I think, ironically.
Yes.
Yeah, we, Steve and I.
Us.
You ain't going.
I'm going.
I know you well. You're not going to book a flight. Book a flight.
I mean, I'll meet you there.
Yeah, you're going to drive that.
I'm more of like a last-minute guy.
Right.
You know, I just show up.
Meet us in Death Valley.
I'll meet you there.
And if you're not there, you're off the show.
Wow, that's harsh. But give me the Navy SEAL training. Maybe I'll do all my final obstacle courses while we're in Death Valley. I come out, get a certification, a merit badge. Like I can be like archery,
all right, well, we're
canoe.
Gonna, hold on. We were going to go on Friday. We'll go on Thursday.
Okay.
We'll leave you there.
I'll survive.
In Death Valley.
I'll survive.
We'll come back 24 hours later.
Yeah.
We're leaving you with no clothes on. This is Naked and Afraid.
Yeah.
No food, no water, no cell phone.
I'm the Naked Pizza Man. I'm easy.
Okay.
Chicken Ranch.
His eyes lit up. She's like, I'm in.
Yeah.
Whatever it takes.
You know, the Naked Pizza Man loves that place.
Yeah, but they asked you not to return. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I want to thank Jose for coming on.
Yeah, great kid.
And yeah, good kid. Looking forward to him. He'll be on before his fight. Want to thank our sponsors, 8 Man Strong, Bucked Up Energy Drink, Bio Accelerator, and Staff Zone. And I believe Matt will get fired here in the next 3 minutes.
Going to disrobe you, sir.
Looking for a new co-host. Dana White did Looking for a Fighter. Looking for a new co-host.
Oh, boy.
See everybody.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
Listen.